Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He loves us. And remember, His return is imminent. Be ready that you be not left. Not saying that you're going to be left. I'm just giving people what God gave me, and I'm going to do it on every broadcast. I want people to know how important it is to hear what God has to say. You know, the Lord can speak for Himself. He's spoken for Himself. The Word of God reveals His character and His ways. He loves us. He's trying to get us out of trouble because He cares about you. He sent Jesus, His only begotten Son. He cut a covenant with Abraham that cannot be broken because Abraham, he gave His only begotten Son to God's will, and God promised him that He'd give His only begotten Son. God made an irreversible covenant with Abraham so He could become our Savior. And Jesus laid His life down so He could save us because He cares about you and He loves us. That kind of love need to be preached. That is the best news, not just good news. It's the best good news. Man can't have news better than that. He cares about your soul, what's going to happen to you. See, if a man go to hell, he's in everlasting misery. He'll never enjoy time again. He'll be forgotten. And God knows this. But He has to get rid of sin. Sin is so destructive that the only way He could destroy it is to burn it. So detach yourself from sin. Not trying to scare you, but do that because it's not necessary in the first place. Sin is not necessary. God did not make sin. It's the opposite of God. It's hate. It's all kind of misery. But when a person, think about this. If you go to heaven, if you don't get nothing right in this life and you get saved and you go to heaven, you're going to have eternity to grow up and be the man or woman you should have been all along. But right now, through the blood of Jesus, you can make those choices. You can make the best choices for your life. You can when you get saved, you change. You can enjoy life. If you got your dream car, with God you can enjoy it. Without God you can't enjoy it. People have possessions. They can be so depressed they can't enjoy their spouse. They can't enjoy their house. They can't enjoy their furniture. They can't enjoy the car that they have. They got a nice, comfortable, the best kind of bed you can have, and they can't even go to sleep on it. Now, that doesn't make sense. But with God, you can enjoy all these things. And even if you don't have half of that, you can enjoy life. Even if you have none of that. If you're in jail, sleeping on a hard mattress, but you finally believed on Jesus and you have a relationship with God, you can sleep better than some people that's got the best. Why? Because you have joy from within. When you have the life of God in you, when you receive His word in you, you have life that you can touch. You have life. No matter what goes on around you, you got life. And if you have good possessions, thank God for that. If you draw near to the Lord, like I'm telling you, if you draw near to the Lord, you can enjoy all of it. You can see things like God does. You can make choices to prevent problems. And that's what that's why I love the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That's what He's done for me. As I learned these principles, my life was jacked. A lot of things was wrong. I had a struggling business. I didn't have the best marriage back then, but I had the joy of the Lord. I had a lot of problems, but I drew near to the Lord and He blessed me step by step. I said, man, I feel good. I got joy. I said, and nothing's really right. I had a lot of problems, but I had joy. Now, my life wasn't all the way. It wasn't like I wanted it to be. I put it that way. But I had His joy. And I could if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'd pray, and I could listen to the trains. I lived in the Woodlawn area, and that's the neighborhood that was drug infested. I still had joy. And sometimes the train sounded like music. I just lay there and enjoy it because I had joy. Now, out of all the things that went wrong, all the gunfights that happened right near my house, I tell Satan, you can't kill anybody, you can't hurt anybody, and nobody ever died. And I'm not talking about two or three gunfights. There used to be a gunfight every other week in them days. For 6 years, God was with me. See, I know I have a testimony. God loves us. He cares about us from the inside out. If you fill your heart with the word of God, it works. You'll have joy. It's ever increasing and full of glory. But people that are depressed, they don't know that. When people are depressed, it's the opposite of having God's word in your heart. And when I said, I've never been depressed, I said, Lord, why? What is it with depressed people? I said, I never asked you to teach me about depression. He said, it's having no word in your heart. Think about a balloon. You blow it up with air. It's got more pressure inside than the atmospheric pressure on the outside. But suck all the air out. It draws up like a raisin because it doesn't have any air in it. Now, if you fill your heart with the word of God, that's like putting helium in the balloon. It's lighter than the air around, and it will float and carry something with it. If you receive the word of God, you have a joy. And whatever you own, whether you're rich or poor, you can enjoy what you have. You can be content where you are and ever increase to where you want to be. But if you're depressed, no matter what goes right in your life, you can't enjoy it. And you'll divorce a good spouse that loves you because you're miserable. You're miserable. And you can't see the good in nothing because the enemy will play you. You can't fight that ancient evil angel. See, Lucifer was an angel. And the angels that fell with him, a third fell with him. And then there are demons and evil people that are easily influenced by him. Satan has a lot of pull in the life of the average person around you. How many people do you know have a prayer room and go and study the word and draw near to the Lord? They're doing something. They're not just sitting. They watch TV, they listen to the radio. They talk on the phone, they on Facebook, they do whatever they want to do, and they give advice. That's where your depression comes from. A disconnect from God. When you connect back with God, when you don't let God be that mysterious stranger. Study his word and take him at his word, and you'll come to life, and you'll know what I'm talking about. And the depression, that was a lady in the mental institution. She was just laying there like a zombie. And she was depressed. And her friend or sister or cousin brought her a tape player and put the word in it and let her listen to it. After a few days or weeks or whatever, she was up. She went back to work. She was in her right mind. She had joy because she heard the word of God. And that cured her from that evil. See, Satan would drive people to darkness that don't make up their mind to love God. I'm not just saying I know this. I've been around people that's depressed, and you can't snap them out of it. If they won't receive the word of God, they're going to be stuck in that evil condition, and they mess up everything. Satan will cause them to feel like this is not good, feel like that's no good. And it takes a lot of energy to be around a person that's depressed. It's just the way it is. And God loves people that's depressed, but they don't receive his word and they don't build their life up. See, remember, the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. It didn't say they were evil, they were foolish. The world will invade your life and take it from you, but the word of God puts you back in control. See, some people have done, they've applied wisdom and they've gotten things that they needed. Beautiful homes and cars, whatever. But see, with the depressed person, it's never enough. They got to get more. But when you have the word of God in you, you don't need props and crutches to feel blessed or even be blessed. You're blessed from within by Jesus Christ. And you share his love. Then you want to help people. And that will cause blessings to happen anyway. But see, when you have balance, you're receiving the love of God. You're living by the word of God. You can enjoy your family again. You can enjoy your husband again. If you're a man, you can enjoy your wife again. And you want to be a blessing to her. And when the kids grow up and they move out, you can take longer vacations. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You don't supposed to be sitting in a box depressed. You're supposed to be out enjoying life. Helping people, being a blessing to people. It's more blessed to give than to receive. There is no poverty, no form of poverty exists in sincere obedience to God. If you're doing what the words say, not only will you be blessed, you're going to help other people be blessed as well. You're going to treat people like Jesus treat you. And that's life. That's how it's supposed to be. But when people... Everybody that's lukewarm, they are evil. They'll kill people. You know, a lukewarm person may not take a gun and shoot you in the head. But if you do something good, they're going to say something negative about it. If you do something wise that's profitable, they're going to get jealous. And they're going to say there's something wrong with everything. When people go the lukewarm route. It's not that they're evil, they're foolish. They don't build their heart up. If your body's sick, you got to take medicine. That's wise. So your body, you got to take antibiotics so your body can become strong again. But to do nothing, that's foolish. That sickness can kill you then. Or you got to pray and believe God for your health. That's wise. If you do nothing, if you doubt, you're going to die. Or you're going to have a weak body. That's why we need a relationship with the Lord. God can help us prevent things when they're going bad. And we covered that last broadcast. When God sees things about to fall, he'll say something so that you can correct it. But when you fill your heart with the word of God, it puts you back in control. And you'll keep God, you'll look to God, and your life will ever be, it will grow stronger and stronger. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. Everything is free because people need the word. I believe I'm investing in you. I made the broadcast free and I do these radio broadcasts so that people can come to know God. This is an investment. I go to the Lord in prayer. He give me what to say. He give me what people need. Now, some of you are strong. Those who are strong and you hear me doing a broadcast like this, pray for the audience. See, God gave this to people that's going to hear today. Pray for those who may not be as strong as you. See, your prayers mean a lot. You can pray that God will open more ears and cause more people to hear. The angels will oblige you. They will hear. When you put things, when you believe God, there are angels that will come. They'll come to the rescue. See, God can't do nothing unless somebody believes him for it. It's too many unemployed angels and too many self-employed demons on the loose. The demons don't care. They'll give you thoughts all day. But the angels, they have to wait on you to say something. They got to wait on you to believe God and ask for something. Then they'll get to work. So if you're strong in the Lord, and you know it. Pray for those that need this kind of help. We can't just pray, you know, teach and everybody gets strong. But then there are so many that's on the verge of not doing so well. We need it. This is a body. We got to think like the body of Christ. If you're having a good day and good time and you're strong in the Lord, I'm so glad. Pray for those that are weak and pray for family members to hear. And let people know that this is on newlivingletters.com. And it's free. I thank God for that. Now, we've been talking about how the Lord don't need to be isolated. He don't need to be a mysterious stranger anymore. I want that to be a thing of the past. See, a long time ago, the preachers would say, "Don't question God. You need to ask God all. You're not questioning His authority." They were trying to keep people from questioning God's authority. You need to ask questions. You need to understand whatever it is you want to know. You need to ask about it. If it's important to you, it's important to God too. And He want to give you information, but He can't if you don't listen. If you don't ask, knock, and seek, how can He tell you? He wants to. I know He does, because He told me He does. But if He remains a mysterious stranger, and you don't study the Word of God, then you're not going to learn things that you need to be learning. Very important that you do. See, the Lord our God wants us to know Him. He wants to be known by us. He wants you to understand who He is. That's why He gave us the Word. A man was in hell wanting Lazarus to dip his finger in the water, cool his tongue, and tell his brothers not to come in this place. He couldn't get out. He was stuck there. But tell my brothers not to come here. But Jesus said that they have the law, and they have Moses and the prophets. If they won't hear them, they won't hear. They won't hear a man from hell. They won't hear a man that's been to hell before, or that died from the grave. They won't listen to him either. They won't hear Moses and the prophets. That's why we have to believe Him by faith. He wants us to know Him. The Lord has done much effort for us to get to know Him. When you study the story of Genesis, the stories of Exodus, how Moses led them out of Egypt, when you study the Judges and the things that they did, and Joshua, Judges, and the kings, and all the things they went, you get to know God. God was always trying to get man not to be hard-headed, but to listen and come out of danger. Sin is danger. Sin is not fun. It's danger. It's a trap. If you go fishing, you catch a minnow, you put him on the hook. The fish think he's going to get a free meal. But it's a hook. He's finna be dinner. That's what sin does to you. It's got a hook. It's got bait and a hook. Don't get so fascinated by the bait. And don't do things to fuel it. Fill your heart with the Word of God. The things of the world will draw the Word of God out of you. And now you're back to being weak. And then vulnerable. You become weak and vulnerable without the knowledge of God's Word. But when you take time and study the Word of God, you begin to know Him. And then when you relate to the Lord, that's interaction. See, your prayer life is not just you asking for stuff. It's you communing with God, learning how this life works. God can teach you so many things. The Word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit with the Word of God can teach you how life works. Then you're in control. See, when you spend time with the Lord, you become in control of your own life. It's like the proverb says, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but a fool walks in darkness. Remember, the five virgins were foolish more than they were evil. They got trapped out there. And their lust for the world caused them to get trapped. And they really wasn't, they may not have been in gross sin, but they gave bad advice. They were poisoned by the world. And they, to the point that they became wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They didn't even know that they were in an evil condition. If you've got possessions and you can't enjoy them, that's a red flag that something ain't right. If you got a good husband and you're mad at him all the time, that's a red flag that something's not right inside. If you've got a good wife that cooks you dinner and she seeks to be a blessing to you, and you're always looking over your shoulder, that's a red flag that something is definitely wrong. And the answer is always Jesus. If you got good parents and you're trying to get over on them all the time, that's a red flag that something is wrong. If you got everything going for you and you can't get yourself together, that's a red flag. Something ain't right. Go seek the Lord and talk to him. Whatever it is, you got good friends, but you can't enjoy life anymore. You know, you got people to give you good advice, teachers, counselors. They give you good advice. You got friends that's going forward, going to church, and you ain't happy. That's a red flag. Something ain't right. Go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to teach you. Fill your heart with the word of God, and you'll stop being so needy. You'll start being fulfilled from within. I've done it. I know what I'm talking about. This works. Everything, the other stuff, the drugs and violence don't work. The false friends don't work. People that give you bad advice, you need to leave them alone. All right, Jesus said it this way. Look at the heart of God. Look at what God has to say for a change. See, when you receive his wisdom and the counsel of his word, it makes you a better person. It shows you something so that you don't get trapped by your enemy, Satan. You can't win against Satan if you think like him. The first thing you got to do is get saved, washed in the blood. Now you got a defense. Now you got from there, you've done that. Now you've got to believe God's word. Through God's word, you'll understand how to defeat your enemy. But you can't think like Satan and win. Whatever you're doing, if it lines up with what Satan is doing, you're going to lose. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. He said, judge not that you be not judged. And now watch this. And just consider what kind of traps people fall in. This is not just for Old Testament people. This is life. What Jesus is saying, it goes for Old and New Testament brothers and sisters. Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Sowing and reaping. And why behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how would you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold the beam is and behold a beam is in thine own eye? Then he said this, thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thine own eye, then you shall see clearly to cast out the speck out of your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy to the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot, under their feet, and turn and tear you. This is God's will. Don't corrupt people. Don't expect too much out of corrupt people. Ask the Lord how to help corrupt people. Because he defined them as dogs and swine. Give not that which is holy to dogs. Neither cast your pearls before swine. They can't appreciate it. You love people where they're at, but you deal with them according to the wisdom of God. That's the point. Now watch verse 7. Ask. Now this is the heart of God to you. Ask and it shall be given you. Ask. You need to ask God questions. Ask for what you need. Ask for the wisdom that you want to have. Ask for knowledge. Ask for understanding. Ask for counsel. Ask for strength if you have to. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. God will not close the door on somebody that want to know him in sincerity. Verse 8. For everyone that asks receives. That's why I'm talking about this. I did some asking and I got some counsel. And I learned some things and I share it with people. And God told me, I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed of God. He told me and I'm not crazy. I'm more like him now because he answered me. Asking you, everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. And to him that knocks, it will be opened. God always opened the door for me. He always heard me. He always helped me. When I was at my weakest conditions, and if you've been listening to me for a long time, you heard some of my testimonies. God always opened the door when I knocked. He always, and I did some knocking. Or what man is there of you, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? No, God didn't ever give me a rock for bread. He gave me his word. and I ate it, and I'm alive because of it. If you ask for a fish, would he give him a serpent? No. He never gave me anything evil.